Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Larry Foreman, department head with Special Collections and Genealogy with the Wachita Parish Public Library. Larry, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Larry, a very special guest that is going to be coming to town to the main branch of the library this evening. I'll let you introduce the special guest that's coming, and he's actually going to be around for a few days, so folks will want to take note and be a part of these performances coming up.
Absolutely. He's a very talented fellow from Ireland. His name is Martin de Cogan, and he's going to be performing at the main branch tonight at 6:30. He's actually here as one of the headliners for Celtic Fest over the weekend, and we're fortunate to have him.
He'll be playing this evening, 6:30, as you mentioned, at the main branch. And for those unfamiliar with Martin, he's been to the area before. I believe you mentioned he's been to the library system that he's made a previous visit.
A couple of visits, actually.
What does he bring to the area? What can you tell us about Martin's background?
He is such a talented performer. We headline him as a storyteller, but he's also a singer, he's a musician, he's a dancer. He is just a multi-talented person that is a... For those that have seen him, they will be back tonight, I promise. And he's also performing next week at all the branches. So if you don't get a chance to come out tonight, by all means, catch him next week. He's one of the most talented people that the library brings in.
You mentioned he's a storyteller. How does he incorporate storytelling into his performances?
It's a very traditional storytelling Irish manner. He's animated. One of the things that I like about Martin is the fact that he can talk to first graders and have them absolutely enthralled. He can tell the same stories to older adults and have them absolutely enthralled, but he does it in different ways. He's just extremely talented.
It's the tradition of Irish storytelling. I mean, you know, it's like we in America, it's like there may be a certain spin on a story that we've heard, but it kind of changes as it gets passed down. But really, the passing on of those stories in Ireland, it's just amazing the way they encapture. And as you say, you know, he's animated when he delivers a story to his audience.
Because of his, you know, I tell people that jokingly that you're going to love this guy. You're not going to understand some of the things he says because of his brogue. But the fact that brogue is there and he brings his own personal experiences to these stories and you feel that, you get it. And it brings our storytelling to the front.
On the musical side of things, what does he bring to his performance?
Oh my gosh, he's incredibly talented. He's playing the flute, for instance, the Irish slant on the flute he brings to the front, and he's I can't say enough about his talent musically. Dancing as well. He will floor the audience when he starts to dance.
Explains what's going on as he dances, or the origin of where it comes from, and
he does. His historical slant on everything he does, traditionally Irish. He brings an education as well as entertainment.
You mentioned he's also going to be meeting with some school kids, I believe.
He's going to be at Clark, G.S. Clark. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, he's going to be performing for a couple hundred first, second, and third graders. Last year, the first and second graders were absolutely knocked out.
Yeah. And you mentioned the performances that will be happening at the various branches. Larry, what do you hear from the audience members? What do they take away from a performance of Martin?
They come back to me and thank me for bringing him. It's just a level of performance that we don't see in Monroe very often. He's a professional entertainer. He performs all over the world. He was like the Super Bowl here. Mm-hmm. He was the head storyteller in Ireland a couple of years ago.
That's saying a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is saying a lot. And so what he brings to this country and all over the world, he's just an international star.
again, the performance is beginning tonight at the Main Branch. It is free, so we want to stress that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, when he performs this weekend at the Celtic Fest, there will be a fee. The fact that we bring this type of entertainment to the Washtenaw Parish Public Library free, we think a lot of that.
And like we say, opportunities like this, few and far between, so need to make plans to be there this evening. And also, Larry, someone who wants to get in touch with you or the library as far as other performances that'll be coming up, is that posted on the website or a phone number for more information?
It's on the website, but you can also get me at 327-1490.
Looking forward to some great performances. Again, Martin de Kogan. He is going to be at the Washtenaw Parish Public Library, the Main Branch, this evening, 6:30, correct?
Absolutely.
Larry Foreman, Department Head with Special Collections and Genealogy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
You can hear this and other Alanya podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.